This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So Ibn al-Qayyim concludes, subhanAllah, in regards to the expiations of sins by good deeds, and then talking about how this is all built off of a foundational principle in regards to those that, you know, those that enter into Islam, and then they leave Islam, and then they come back into Islam. Do their previous actions from when they were Muslim are renewed? Like the reward for those actions are renewed after they come back to Islam? He says it goes back to that, and some scholars say, well, you know, the fact that some of them say, no, the fact that he left Islam immediately by default, all those actions are null and void. Some say, no, we look at it until he dies. When he dies, what did he die upon? So if they embrace Islam after leaving Islam, those actions come back. And those that say upon immediate leaving Islam, those actions do not come back, even if they were to become a Muslim. He goes on to say, وَلَمْ يَزَلْ فِي نَفْسِي شَيْءٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. He said, I still don't feel easy about this issue. فِي نَفْسِي شَيْءٌ. In myself is something that is discontent with this whole issue. وَلَمْ أَزَلْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَى السَّوَابِ فِيهَا. And I'm still looking for the correct answer in it. حَرِيصٌ. I'm still diligently looking for this and trying to figure it out. وَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا شَفَى فِيهَا. And I haven't seen anyone that really has done a proper explanation of this. وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرُ. And it becomes apparent to me. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْلَمُ وَأَحْكَمُ وَبِهِ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ. He said, and he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows best, and there is only help except Him, from Him, and there's no strength and power and might in except Him. أَنَا الْحَسَنَاتَ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ تَتَدَافَعُ وَتَتَقَابِلُ. He said that hasanat wa sayyat, they're they're in constant battle with each other. They're like in faction with each other. وَيَكُونُ الْحُكْمُ فِيهَا لِلْغَالِبِ. And the ruling will be for that which is more, has more authority, or is has a majority of effect, being which one is more, basically. Whether in number or whether in intensity of it, right? وَهُوَ يَقْهَرُ الْمَغْلُوبِ. And it has more power over that which is lesser. وَيَكُونُ الْحُكْمُ لَهُ. And the ruling will be for it. حَتَّى كَأَنَّ الْمَغْلُوبُ لَمْ يَكُونَ. Until the degree that the one that was lesser wasn't even there. Okay? فَإِذَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ الْحَسَنَاتُ وَرَفَعَتْ حَسَنَاتُ الْكَثِيرَةُ سَيِّئَاتِ. So he said if the individual has a lot of good deeds, then the good deeds will more than evil deeds, and the good deeds will raise the evil deeds. ومتى تاب من السيئات ترتب على توبته منها حسنات كثيرة وتربي وتزيد على الحسنة التي حبطت بالسيئة. So this is the fiqh here, right here. This is actually it. He says, and when the individual, on top of the hasanat, they do good deeds, and when the individual seeks forgiveness or repents from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the response and result of that repentance is a lot of good deeds as well. And it will increase and magnify the good deed that raised that evil deed. So tawbah is a good deed. And then the tawbah itself from the evil deed will magnify that good deed. The hasanat allati habitat bisayyi'ah. The good deed that was done, right, will magnify that evil deed. So someone becomes Muslim, leaves Islam, then becomes Muslim again. Right, becoming Muslim, as someone mentioned, is Tawbah itself. So that coming to Islam relinquishes that fact of leaving Islam, and it magnifies that good deed as though leaving Islam didn't even happen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that sincerity is intense. فَإِذَا عَزَمَتَ التَّوْبَةِ صَحَّتْ وَنَشَأَتْ مِنْ صَمِيمِ الْقَلْبِ. وَصَحَّتْ وَنَشَأَتْ. So, and then he just reminds you the condition. So if the person was diligent with their sincerity in seeking forgiveness, and the way that they did it was correct, and it came from the depths of their heart, basically it was sincere, it was the motivation, the tawbah was sincere from their heart. أحرقت ما مرت عليه من السيئات. It, he literally uses the verb burns. it relinquishes, extinguishes, moves away with intensity that which happened to him from the evil deeds, from the evil deeds that took place. Hatta ka'annaha lam takun, to the degree as though it wasn't even there. And then he ends it with the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for verily the one that seeks forgiveness is as though there is no sin for them. The one that seeks forgiveness from an act is though as there is no sin for them. And that's beautiful from the fiqh of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, and that's fiqh of the religion. So basically he's saying is that the hasanat and the sayyiat are there. So looking at the percentage of the hasanat versus the sayyiat, the good deeds versus the evil deeds, the good deeds itself serving as a relinquisher of the evil deeds, but not just the deed itself. As what we learned from our sheikh earlier, the sincerity and intention of the sincerity in the action versus the intensity of non-sincerity in the action or bad sincerity in the action. You're sincerely wanting to be seen by others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the intensity of that. And did it happen throughout the whole action? See, there's so much involved here that it requires fiqh of the religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with fiqh of the religion. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ibn Qayyim goes on to say here, وَقَدْ سَأَلَ حَكِيمُ بْنُ حِزَامٍ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ عِتَاقِهِ عِتَاقَةِ وَ إتاقة وصلة وبر فعله في الشرك هل يثاب عليه. Hakim ibn Hizam mentioned about, he asked the Prophet ﷺ about an action that he did in the days of polytheism. Hakim ibn Hizam was the nephew of Khadija bint Khuwaylid, right? And he lived around 120 years, mashallah, tabarakallah. He asked about the actions that he did from freeing slaves and from bringing the relatives together, which was huge, and the righteous deeds he did in the days of polytheism. Is he rewarded for it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aslamta ala ma aslafta min khair." He says that you have been accepted with all the previous virtues from before. So if someone had really good deeds from before and then they become a Muslim, the actions that they did before becoming a Muslim, inshallah, will apply to them. Yani the reward. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. In this particular aspect of life and chapter of worship of Allah and understanding the deen, this is where raja comes in. Hoping from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best. We don't ultimately know. I can't say, you know, I've been a Muslim for 20 something years. You know, I'm 47. 30 years ago, that good deed that I did, because it became Muslim, Allah is going to accept it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah knows best because there are so many nuances that take place in this. And this is a manifestation of Allah being al-alim, knowing my intention for every single action that I do. And within the action, that one action, motivation behind doing it, within it, which time frame I was sincere, which time frame I was not. All of that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His knowledge, his hearing, his seeing, his wisdom. And that is the wisdom, that the importance of understanding the manifestation of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Ibn Qayyim goes on to say khitam, and at the very end, فَهَذَا يَقْتَضِي أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ أَعَادَ عَلَيْهِ ثَوَابَ تِلْكَ الْحَسَنَاتِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ بَاطِلَةً بِالشِّرْكِ. He says, and so this requests a result in that Islam will renew, not even renew, will bring back the rewards of those good deeds that they did that were null and void with shirk. And this is so important. This shows that the anchor of your actions is Tawheed, your creed, which shows the importance of the motivation behind actions in Islam, in life. That the motivation should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the motivation is not Allah, it doesn't matter what it is, it's batil. It is batil. فَلَمَّا تَابَ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ أَعَادَ عَلَيْهِ ثَوَابُ حَسَنَاتِهِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِ. So when the person seeks forgiveness from polytheism, from shirk, all of the good deeds that they did before will return to them. And this is Ibn Qayyim's opinion with the hadith that is clear, by the way, that is narrated in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith Bukhari 1436 and Muslim 123. He says, فَهَذَا إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا صَادِقَةً خَالِصَةً أَحْرَقَتْ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهَا مِنْ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَعَادَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثَوَابُ حَسَنًا. And, he goes and says what he says earlier. He says that the person was to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere, truthful forgiveness, then the previous deeds are erased and burned away and from the evil deeds, and the good deeds will return back to him. It's interesting how he says, "A'adat alihi thawabu amalihi." Well, this is if someone was to repent from an action, they were Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins, and may He allow any forgiveness, act of forgiveness, to serve as an expiation for any previous sin and to magnify it to where it is as though we have not committed the sin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.